The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And since this is the week of Thanksgiving, we're doing a little countdown of things we're thankful for. Now, these are in no particular order, and we'll be honest, some of them are a little silly, but we really appreciate each and everything on this list.
That's right. I'll kick things off with one of my favorite things, which is Dr. Pepper, also known as the sweet nectar of life.
Yes.
Shannon and I both have a strong affection for Dr. Pepper, and sometimes it borders on a dependency. Neither one of us drink coffee, so Dr. Pepper is our daily hit of caffeine. I know we're not supposed to drink soda, Shannon. It's not the healthiest choice, I admit. But if loving Dr. Pepper is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Me either. Nothing better than a cold Dr. Pepper, maybe with a slice of pizza. Speaking of pizza, this next thing we're thankful for comes in handy if you've had a few too many slices. It's Spanx. Most women know all about Spanx, but for the guys out there, we'll explain. Spanx are kind of like a cross between control top pantyhose and a wetsuit. You wear them under your clothes, and they kind of smooth out all the lumps and bumps that we'd all like to pretend we don't have.
Yes, the brilliant woman who invented Spanx is now a gazillionaire because women everywhere fell in love with this product.
Yes, she is.
But it's not just for women anymore. Lately, I've been seeing Spanx for men in department stores because apparently lumps and bumps are an equal opportunity kind of problem.
Well, tomorrow we'll talk about some other things on our list of things we're thankful for. In the meantime, visit us online at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.